It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I need stories from Cappy's wedding. I was having fun on Friday. It's one of the only times I had fun on Friday, is when I said Lawrence is not here today because he's at Rick Camp's wedding. I think I might have said it 14 times because it was just so fun to say.
Lawrence Holmes is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence Holmes, who is off today. Because he's at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence Holmes off today for the wedding of Rick Camp.
The track producer. The track man. Rick Camp.
We wish we had a recorder going at the time because I believe, was it Jay Lewoski is what he called him?
Jay Zalawoski.
I thought I heard a Jay Wazowski, like the Monsters, Inc. movie.
Maybe.
Jay Sawaski is the host of I'm Fat podcast. Are you fat or is that just the title?
I am absolutely fat.
Jay gave a beautiful speech.
Aw, it's lovely.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Campy and Sam.
The White Sox also introduced Luis Robber after he officially signed his $26 million contract. Ken Rosenthal reports 12.5 of that million will be paid in the first year, and Robber will start in the Dominican League as he hasn't played since last July. Rick Hahn yesterday at the press conference talked about how Marco Patti was so in favor of Robber that he was willing to give up his draft, deal with the consequences. It's not that hard to say. To deal with the consequences.
What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know if I had a stroke or something and I didn't know it. But anyway, Marco Patti wanted Robber.
Are you okay?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Thank you so much for hanging out here with us today. Shane's here. Tanny's here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, was Barry Rosner there at the wedding or no?
No, he was not. Oh. But that was what, Joe and Barry hosting Hit and Run?
I think that is correct.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I think so.
Shout out to my guy, Joe Ostrowski. I miss that dude. So, Spiegs is on Twitch. If you want to see him, you can see him in the studio on Twitch as well. But he is at the crib today. But twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, you can see Spiegs as he is hanging out in his place. I'm here in studio with the boys. We have a show for you. Here's what we've got planned for today. At 325, Alex Dragovich is going to join us. Very much looking forward to him ran across a bunch of his comedy this past weekend, didn't realize it was the same guy whose games I was calling when Notre Dame was beating the snot out of DePaul, and it's him. So we're going to talk NCAA tournament and comedy with him. We got a little bit of bear stuff that we got to get done today, which we're excited about because it's meaty football. You know, we can kind of do Ben's vision at least and talk about one specific player in that they've picked up over the last couple of weeks. Jason Leisure joins us at 4 o'clock today to talk more Bears. Sean King would like to talk about the quarterback of the Bears with us. Those are all good things.
Yeah, man, and we've got some White Sox nuggets to get to you, and the Cubs lineup today, differing from what it was in Japan, is something we ought to get to as well. But, man, the Bulls were blowing up the group chat last night. The Bulls are the story in Chicago sports right now, and this is their moment to do it. This is March NBA basketball when some focus is available in town, but also some players around the NBA are kind of easing off and trying to make sure that they are healthy for the games that matter. No Nikola Jokic last night in Denver, but the Bulls still doing what they're doing and Coby White doing what he's doing. And we'll talk about him specifically in a minute, but the Bulls have me thinking, all right, are they actually on their way to something here? Do I need to pause and give them credit for this 8 wins in their last 10, this 4-2 road trip, the drubbing of the Lakers the past Saturday night, this win last night, and how fast they play. So 31-11 in fast break points last night. And when people who matter start taking note, like listen to Michael Malone, the Denver Nuggets head coach, talking about how fast the Bulls play. This is after the loss last night.
I thought we played hard, but we needed to play harder. Gave up 31 points in transition, you know, and that was the whole message all day long against arguably the best running team in the league, makes, misses turnovers. And, you know, 34 assists, only 12 turnovers, is not a bad number. But 31 fast break to 11, you got scored by 20 on the break in a game you lose by 10. And there were just examples. I could tell we were dead tired in that third quarter, fourth quarter. Turnover, made basket, and they were just driving the ball down our throat, throwing the ball over our heads, and we just weren't able to get back. So, I thought our guys competed, but against that team, you got to compete even harder.
Man, that sounds like actual legit respect from a title-winning coach of a pretty damn good team.
Yeah, but they've fallen on hard times lately, though. In the last week or so of ball, they've struggled a little bit. I'm trying not to go too crazy with this, Speaks, because it is March, and you don't want to, like we were talking about yesterday, you don't want to have September baseball and March basketball feel like the same thing of like, yeah, these stats are cool for someone in September, but that isn't always the way that baseball works. And the same thing for March. Like, I'm excited seeing Buzelis, like watching him yesterday, watching him off the dribble yesterday, get to the rack. Like that has been a beautiful thing to watch, and them get up and down and Coby kind of doing his thing and getting stronger. And Billy had spent a lot of time talking about all of this stuff, and we'll get specifically to Coby in the next segment, but I love that they are at least making it difficult for other teams because they are finally playing with pace. This is what Billy said about the effect of that last night late in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think what ends up happening a lot of times in fourth quarters, games get slowed. You know, and I thought when they went a little bit small, they kind of cross-matched, and I thought we were trying to figure it out too much, and we got a little bit slow in the fourth. And then, you know, we had that timeout, I think, with maybe like 10:30 was a pretty quick timeout in the fourth. And, you know, I just told them, I'm like, listen, we got to be who we've been all year. I mean, just get out. Let's run, move the ball, share it like you guys have done. The defense will tell you what to do. But, you know, and some of it was probably on me because I was trying to explain to them who we wanted in actions based on how they were cross-matching. It probably slowed us a little bit. But I thought after that, we really kind of got out and ran. Now, I thought they did a pretty good job in the first half, Denver getting back. But we scored, I think, 31 fast break points, and a lot of those came in the second half. And I thought we did a good job in the fourth quarter maintaining that pace.
Billy Donovan is doing a hell of a job. Since the deadline, this team is a lot more fun, and they're also better. And they got me wanting to ask some bigger questions. I'm going to hold on to this until maybe tomorrow when we're doing middays. We've got a little more space tomorrow. We've got some guests, and we got to get to Coby White coming up. But I've got some sort of some big picture NBA roster building stuff. And what the game plan is, could be, and maybe ought to be, I want to throw at you and throw at the listeners. So I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
All right. So when we come back, let's talk about Coby White and what's gone on with Coby over the last year or so of his development. Billy Donovan said something that I talk about a lot, and I want to throw it past you and hear what the coach has to say about Coby. We will do all of that next here on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.